fresh off the first CEO roundtable at Albert A's with the additional guest, David Hull, the chairman and CEO. Barry Cade, he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you again, David. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and it seems like every time we talk, you're surrounded by tens of thousands of women, and everybody's descending on Dallas for the big Mary Kay meetings and car giveaway, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have everybody in July, but it's also great to talk to you when I don't have tens of thousands of women that are vying for attention, and they deserve it.
Yeah, so tell me how business is right now. You all are a much more of a global company, I think, than most people realize. I mean, certainly a big factor in China.
Yeah, business is good in the U.S. We're growing again, and that's always a great thing. Internationally, it's a challenge these days because, A, the U.S. dollar is pretty strong, so the currency, won't get into a currency discussion here, but a strong dollar doesn't necessarily bode well when you convert sales dollars overseas into U.S. dollars. But the trade war definitely kind of hurts us in that we are really big in China. That's our biggest market. And we love being in China. We're going to stay in China. We don't import product from China because we just opened up our new plant in Louisville late last year. But we do get plastic tubes and things like that. So we'd love things to settle down a little bit on the trade front.
What's the opinion of Americans, too? I mean, back in the 50s and 60s, there was a book, in fact, called The Ugly American. And then that smoothed over, and we have this global economy, and everybody gets along. My sense is that the profile of the American, maybe businessman abroad, has changed.
Well, you know, it may have for us. Because when we're in a country, take China for example, it's not David Hull or somebody from the U.S. that's coming over and being the face of Mary Kay. It's the consultants, which obviously are all Chinese. So for us, from our perspective, as a Western company, we're still extremely well received. We haven't had any blowback from being a U.S. company, whether it's in China or in Russia. But I definitely could see how that would be an impact for sure.
Do you alter your business model as you go around the world? I mean, you're, like I said, major factor in Brazil and Taiwan and China and Europe. Is it a different company, your sales associates, your employees different?
Well, they're all independent contractors. They're all Salesforce members. But there's really no difference. There's a tweak or two, a different compensation plan. But the one thing that's inviolate for us is that we will not go around our sales force, meaning that every sale that we make, whether we ship it directly to you or not, somebody in our sales force is getting credit for that, because really our strategy is all about her, the consultant. Everything we do is in design to help them, help their business, because if they're happy and if they're successful, we're definitely going to be happy and successful.
But you've got to give the consultants the right tools, I guess. And I mean, it strikes me, I know fashion is fickle and it changes very quickly. What about on the cosmetic side?
Yeah, you have to be an innovator. You have to stay at the forefront of, particularly on color, because color trends change very, very fast. And, you know, we've, over the course of the last 5-10 years, we've probably doubled our spend in R&D, research and development, to stay ahead of that curve, or to stay at least on trend. So you have to be an innovator, and more you have to be a fast innovator, and you've got to have products that can hold their own against the best department store brands, and we certainly think ours do, if not exceed them.
Yeah, and you've got to, like I say, trends change. Organic seems to be, you know, another, and safe products, a major concern over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, for sure. And we have a botanical line, and we have some exciting news that'll be coming out, I think, pretty soon in certain of our markets around that front. Can't give away a lot about that right now, but certainly the marketplace and what they demand, it changes, and they don't want it tomorrow. They want it today. So you have to be fast and react quick.
So you mentioned the new manufacturing facility here for you. It's up, complete, 100% running and working like you'd hope?
Yeah, we have. There's always some kinks. You know, it's like building a new house. You have a big punch list when you get done, and when you build a plant that's as big as this one, 450 plus thousand square feet, new kettles, new, you know, lots of new things, new toys in it. We're still working out some of the kinks, so it's not at 100% efficiency. But yeah, we love it. The labs, we are fantastic. We're expecting a lot of great things on the innovative front just because we have new labs and that attracts really great talent too.
So everything's under one roof. So the testing and the demos and then the ultimate manufacturing.
Yes, quality is there, safety's there. We produce the product there. Even the consumers, when we're testing it, they come in. We have a new testing lab so people can come in and they test it and give us their feedback. So everything's under one roof.
So I guess it's July is when all the buildings in Dallas turn pink at night and everybody shows up, you know, for a month long period, the convention center. Yeah. Do you do the same thing every year? I mean, do the ladies come back expecting that, or do you try to do something new?
Well, we always try and keep it fresh, but the basics are the same in that it's all about motivation while they're here, education, and then certainly recognition, to recognize those that had a great year, the past seminar year is what we call it. So for sure, it's an exciting time, and we love that Dallas turns out for it, and all the hotels, restaurants, those that do it. When I say do it, I mean go pink and really welcome the consultants. They do great business and it's fun.
Got to give away any like pink pickup trucks or Teslas?
I haven't gone into pickup trucks or Teslas yet. We still have pink Cadillacs, but we also have other cars too that are out there because we know not everybody wants to drive a pink Cadillac, but everybody wants to earn the cash that could drive one.
You know, this strikes me as a challenging business for a CEO. But it strikes me also as a really fun business to be able to walk out of some, you know, big supplier meeting and then walk into the adoring fans, 10,000 people clapping wild.
Yeah, it's fun, but David, you know me, I'm not the one that needs to be the center of the attention all the time. But yeah, it's a complex business and increasingly complex with new regulations, ingredients, things, and being an international company like we are now, where we get literally 80% of our revenues overseas, and wasn't but 15 years ago, it was 80% was in the U.S., and 20% was overseas. So it's a lot of fun, and I can't wait to get back to work and get in front of them and talk to them again because we feed off their energy.
Here's hoping the trade war is over, somebody declares victory, and it goes back to normalcy.
Amen. I wish that was the case.
David Holds, the CEO, Chairman of the Board of Mary Kay. It's always good to spend some time with you.
Great to be here. Good to always see you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.